We are back here at the half on our halftime show presented, as always, by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Halftime interview coming up in just a little bit with brand-new men's lacrosse coach Brian Fisher, who will swing by and talk about the newest program on campus. Fairfield leading Monmouth by a score of 31-28. Marcus Gilbert leading the way. He has 12 points, one player in double figures for Monmouth as well. That is Andrew Nicholas. He has 10. 12 of 30 from the floor so far for Fairfield for 40%, 7 of 20 from the outside. MU 12 of 28 for 43%, 0 of 6, however, from the outside, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Fairfield has yet to shoot a free throw. Monmouth 21-15 in terms of rebounding, and the biggest advantage points in the paint, 22-8, plus 14 for MU, plus 7 with points off the bench. Take a quick peek at our Cokes here out of town scoreboard. One other game in the MAC. It is Siena leading St. Peter's by a score of 32-26. Top 25 action going on as well. Halftime, it's number 17 Ohio State trailing Illinois 25-24. Number 6 Florida leading Alabama 33-26. 8 o'clock tip time. Number 23 Memphis will play host to Houston. Colorado is on the road at number 1 Arizona, who comes into this one at 18-0. That game tipping at 9 o'clock. Also at 9 o'clock, number 15 Cincinnati playing host to UCF. Fairfield 31, Monmouth 29. We're back in 60 seconds with our halftime interview. Monmouth lacrosse coach Brian Fisher right after this on the Shore Sports Network. Halftime here from the MAC at Gaffney Court. Fairfield leading Monmouth by a score of 31-29. Interested visitor here this evening. Always a big supporter of the other programs. He is the newest head coach in Monmouth University Athletics, named on July 10th of 2012. It is Brian Fisher, who is the new men's lacrosse coach here, as the team getting set to get up and running their first game a little less than a month from now. Coach, first of all, welcome to Monmouth. You and I just having an opportunity to meet for the first time. Really excited, you know, as a member of the campus community to see lacrosse. It's been such a successful sport here on the women's side, and a natural fit, I feel like, on the men's side as well, especially for this area.
Oh, no question about that. And first, thanks for having me. The lacrosse in this area, in this Shore area in Monmouth County, has grown so much over the past few years. It's great. It just feels like a natural fit for Monmouth to have men's lacrosse. And really looking forward to getting started. We've been on the field for just a few days now, and as you mentioned, a month away from our first game.
Yeah, perfect to come back, right? Oh, we'll get up and running, and then boom, snowstorm. You've got to kind of dodge the flakes out at Kessler Field. A couple of scrimmages, which will certainly be interesting for you guys. Stony Brook and Sacred Heart, two of the better teams certainly in the area, and always kind of contend for their league championships. Nothing like throwing the roster right to the fire from the get-go.
No doubt about it. We have such a young group, but really looking forward to competing this spring. We're in a competitive conference in the MAC, and some good out-of-conference games. It almost feels like every game we play, and the cards are going to be stacked against us with 85% of our team being freshmen. But I hope and I think you can make a lot of comparisons with our team to King Rice's team. Such a young group, but they compete, and I think we're going to come out and compete in every game. We're definitely going to play with a lot of energy. We certainly have good players who will be able to make plays, and I think will be exciting to watch, but I just think, like King's team, as the season wears on and we get more practices under our belt and get some game experience, that we'll be able to make some noise.
Before we talk about your background a little bit, I think I did the math correctly. 35 guys on the roster, and I think I counted 6 juniors and 1 senior. No sophomores at all. Somewhere we didn't pick up anybody in that class.
No, that's right.
So that leaves 28 freshmen that you'll have to deal with, which is pretty common for any kind of first-year program. When you think about it, you're obviously going to build from the bottom and work your way up. What has it been like for you having such just all brand new faces kind of to work with? As you said, the talent might be there, but you're still dealing with predominantly freshmen in college.
Yeah, that's the greatest challenge we had in the fall to make the transition to college lifestyle, focus on academics. And we set 2 priorities in the fall. We wanted to be strong in the classroom, and I think we did that in our first fall, and we wanted to establish a work ethic on the field, and we certainly did that. So we're taking baby steps, but that's also been the fun part of the job too in this first semester and a week now. With this youth, the rate at which we've improved, has been very exciting. So I hope we can continue on the same kind of rate of improvement, because we're starting to turn the corner in terms of our preparation and focus and intensity that we're bringing every day to practice right now.
Brian Fisher, the first-year head coach here of the Monmouth men's lacrosse program. The team will start their first season on the road for the first couple of games, February 22nd, down in Baltimore at UMBC and at Wagner on the 26th, before getting that first home game here at Monmouth Stadium on Tuesday, March 4th. Obviously, a lot of the home contests will be broadcast here on Hawk Vision. Coach, let's talk about you a little bit. You have got such a high-quality background. You know, you're a Rutgers graduate. You're an assistant coach there for 5 years and then six at Notre Dame. So turning kind of the green and gold in for the blue and white. But when you think about your background, I guess my question would be for you, why leave such an established program in Notre Dame as their top assistant coach to kind of start something all the way over from scratch back here at Monmouth?
Well, I'd answer your question with a question and say, how much time do you have? You know, it really was a great fit for me here at Monmouth. I mean, the only regret I have about Notre Dame was that we didn't win the big game. And I left behind a lot of good individuals, from the staff to the players in the program. But this area was ripe for lacrosse. Monmouth has so many resources and the support that I think you need to be successful. The potential is really great here, and we're going to do good things. And it's tough and difficult some days to stay that course and think, all right, we're building for the future, because I want to do right by the players in the program. We want to prepare and be as competitive as possible and win games as quickly as possible. But Monmouth can and will be very good, and that's one of the reasons I want to be a head coach. I love the area, and it was kind of like a homecoming for me. My family's from Philadelphia. You mentioned the Rutgers connection, even though they're now the enemy.
We don't say that. We kind of say Rutgers, and we kind of let it drop.
Let it drop.
We have it go down at the end.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time there, both from my playing days and then as a coach there, and had a great run as a coach there. Coming right out of college, coaching at my alma mater with Jim Stagnita was a lot of fun, but it was the right move to go out to Notre Dame and then live in South Bend, and we had a great run there too. And I'm looking forward to creating some memories with Monmouth now.
Now, how many times, and let's act as if your players won't hear this interview. How many times over the course of the fall season and now the beginning part of the spring season, which is obviously the bread and butter, have you kind of scratched your head and say, boy, when I said that at Notre Dame, it just kind of worked right away. Now, I'm probably pulling your hair out just a little bit, I would think, which is natural for such a young team and a brand-new program.
It certainly is, and it pays to have good assistants in those situations who can make you smile and make you laugh. But it also brings coaching back down to kind of the grassroots level. You coach the fundamentals. You coach the things that the best players do, and we call it having good instincts. You know, so it's a lot of fun to coach at that level. It's also a challenge, because we have to take baby steps, and some days I'm sure in this spring we'll feel like we're a little underprepared, but we'll grow, and as we grow and I think we become better, it'll be fun, and it'll certainly be fun to see this group, you know, win their first game and travel for the first time coming up in the end of February when we get down to UMBC. So pretty much everything we're doing right now is still a first, which is very exciting, but more than anything, it's enjoyable to come to work every day, because the guys are playing really hard, and as you mentioned, the weather hasn't cooperated just yet, but we've been playing in the snow and getting quality work done, and with the youth and with the energy of this young team, it's been a lot of fun. They just go out and kind of do what we ask of them.
You know, it is kind of an interesting situation when you think about spring sports that start in the wintertime, especially outdoor ones. I mean, coming from Notre Dame, South Bend's no pleasure or picnic when it gets to the wintertime as well. It does represent certain challenges. Coach, what has it been like when you go out and recruit now? You know, I mean, you think about the roster makeup, and lacrosse usually has larger rosters, but with such a young team, 28 freshmen, as we mentioned, what are you looking for now to kind of fill in under those guys? Because at some point you got to kind of space it out more, a little bit more class to class, right?
You just identified the most difficult challenge in recruiting and starting a new program. We needed bodies. We needed the right individuals to start this program. But now in recruiting in the next few years, we have to be right. We have to really resist that urge to over-recruit, because we have to do right by the guys in our program. We committed to them. They committed to us in terms of getting this program started. So we have to be much more selective in our follow-up classes to this first class. But you know, with the talent and potential that we have here at Monmouth, as soon as we start playing games and we become more visible, I mean, every time we bring a recruit on campus, it's almost like we open their eyes up to Monmouth. They've heard about us. They've maybe read about us on the Internet. But they come here and they really see what we're about, and they go, oh, it's definitely an eye-opener, even for a lot of New Jersey folk who just never made their way down to this area. So
Fairfield leading Monmouth here 31-29 on the Surf Taco Halftime Show. Brian Fisher, the first-year head coach of the Monmouth men's lacrosse team, giving us a few minutes. Coach, a couple more before we let you go. Are you still finding the conversations that maybe you have with potential recruits or student-athletes when you say, Brian Fisher, or when you send an email and it's Brian Fisher, head men's lacrosse coach at Monmouth University, do you ever get the response back, I didn't know that you guys added lacrosse yet? I mean, I would think just the process of letting the community, even the surrounding community, Shore Conference, New Jersey, Garden State, just saying, hey, we have lacrosse now, that's part of the process as well.
Yeah, that certainly happens, and it happens weekly, you know, from the emails, sometimes phone calls, but it's happening less and less. You know, we're now in our, it's been a year and a half now since I've been on campus, and my assistant and I have been recruiting. But, yeah, it occasionally happens. That's just the biggest thing, educating people, student-athletes, parents, the lacrosse community about what Monmouth is really all about. And I'm really preparing. I really think this spring it's going to take off when all of a sudden we're more visible. We're on the Internet, on Hawkvision playing. And you know, once we're playing games, you know, people will know who we are.
How much of an advantage has it been for you, actually leading us into our next question, how much of an advantage has it been for you to be here for that year and a half? You know, it's not like you got the job in July of 13. You got the job in July of 12, and you basically be able to kind of, I would think, test things out a little bit along the way, whether it's just, you know, hey, what bus are we going to take? What road are we going to take to get from here to there? Rather than have to worry about it in a year, you've had a full 18 months to kind of deal with it.
Certainly helped my staff and I kind of familiarize ourselves with Monmouth and kind of craft our message, you know, what lacrosse means to Monmouth, to the Shore community. So it certainly helped from a strategic standpoint in terms of our message. But, yeah, it was a big advantage. We didn't have to dive right in, coach a team and recruit and get all the, you know, things like equipment and apparel and uniforms together. We had a little bit of time in that first year to do it. So I don't know if my wife would agree with me, because we spent a lot of time recruiting in that first year. We were traveling the country. I guess, as we like to say, we turn over every rock looking for good players, and I think our roster shows that. We've got Texas, Illinois, Colorado, California covered, and we found some good players all across the country. So
geographic diversity,
that's what we
like here at Monmouth. Saturday, February 22nd, MU will start their first ever men's lacrosse season down in Baltimore at UMBC. For the complete schedule, go to GoMUHawks.com and click on the men's lacrosse streak link. Brian, continued success. Obviously, what you've done already in getting everything put together has been great. Looking forward to seeing you guys play during the course of the year.
Well, thank you, Matt. Enjoyed being here, and hope to see you at the game.
Brian Fisher, men's lacrosse coach, will step out here for a quick 30-second break. We're back right after this with a second half tip on the Shore Sports Network.